Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. Yesterday, the U.S. Federal Reserve followed through on a widely anticipated rate increase. This was the third rate increase this year and the first time short-term interest rates are now above 2% in nearly a decade. The current rate is now 2.25%, and Fed officials signaled that one more rate increase in 2018 is likely. The impact on real estate investors will certainly translate into higher borrowing costs. The true impact will depend on the nature of the loan. Some loan rates are indexed to the Fed short-term rate. Others are indexed to LIBOR, that's the London Interbank Overnight Rate. And still others are linked to the current yield on the 10-year Treasury note. Depending on which one you're linked to can affect how much your interest rates will go up, if at all. There are a number of factors which ultimately affect the rate you're going to experience from a lender. If a loan is perceived to be of higher risk, that rate will certainly be higher, and the loan-to-value ratio will be lower. Construction loans tend to be priced higher than loans on stabilized assets with a rich and complete set of historic financials. Borrower strength also factors heavily into the rate that banks are going to charge for a loan. This translates into conventional bank lending rates of close to 6% for many new commercial loans. Insured loans are quoted at a lower rate, closer to the 4 or 4.5% range, depending on whether the loan is a new construction or a stabilized asset. There are numerous impacts from higher short-term interest rates. The first, of course, is higher borrowing costs. That's obvious. The other impacts also involve a very real destruction of wealth, and that destruction of wealth happens in principally two different ways. Number one, in the bond market. Let's say you buy a bond that has a fixed interest rate. When interest rates go up in the open market, that bond is now less valuable. It's less attractive unless the bond is very close to maturity. So let's look at an example. Let's say you buy a $100 bond that has a 4% interest rate and a 10-year term. But let's say interest rates go up by a full 1%. Now that bond is less attractive by 1%. So instead of paying $100 for that bond, you might be willing to buy that bond for $99. Because the bond earns less today compared with other alternatives being offered in the market. But wait a minute, it's a 10-year bond, so you're going to lose 1% not just for this year, but for every year for the life of that bond. So arguably, that bond is worth 1% less times the 10 years remaining in the bond. So you could argue the bond is only worth $90, not $100, because you have to multiply that 1% difference times the number of years remaining. Now, that 10% reduction in value is probably not going to happen in reality. You're probably going to end up paying something closer to $94 or $95, but still, you get the idea. You're going to pay less for that bond because interest rates have gone up. The second is in the stock market. When interest rates go up, a guaranteed rate of interest becomes relatively more attractive as an investment compared with certain stocks that generate very predictable dividends. Stocks in that category are often the provincial or state-level public utility companies that provide a distribution of electricity or natural gas at fixed rates that are governed by their local public utility commission. These stocks are considered safe and have very predictable dividends, but they're a little less predictable compared with fixed interest investments. And when interest rates go up, the price of these stocks tend to go down, and many pensioners rely on these types of stocks to fund their retirements. Ultimately, the Fed has signaled three more rate increases in 2019 and has stated that the long-term target for interest rates is in the 3% range. Now, historically, a 3% interest rate is not out of line. We've seen much higher, that's for sure. We've gotten used to extremely low interest rates over the past decade. Money's been incredibly cheap, almost free. The problem with free money is that a lot of marginal business ventures get funded because it looks like the cost of borrowing is low enough to eliminate the risk of borrowing. The true risk is always the business risk, but the business owners focus on the interest rate because if the business runs into trouble, at least the cost of borrowing was low enough that the business can afford the carrying cost of those funds. A higher interest rate is actually beneficial to those types of businesses because it forces business owners to make more selective choices about where to invest. They think twice about undertaking that plant expansion or building the fancy new headquarters. Affordability becomes much more important. As an investor, I want interest rates to stay low. Higher interest rates only make my job harder. As you're thinking about higher interest rates and what that means for you, remember they're going higher. now might be the time to refinance that property that's coming due for renewal in the next few months. In the meantime, have a spectacular day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.